With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello, welcome, dear listener, to this week's slightly festive EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be reviewing all of last week's matches in the league from James Hayes, formerly of the MPL Facebook group. We'll be previewing all of this weekend's fixtures in the Northern Premier League on Boxing Day with Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Plus, we'll also be hearing from Spennymoor Town, Barwell, Colville, Nantwich Town, Workington and Grantham. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So, ho, 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 ho. Welcome, everybody, to this very, very festive edition of EvoStick Extra. Yes, Christmas. What? Yes. Welcome to this Christmas special. And joining me on the other end of the phone, we're joined by the very, very festive. He's dressed in a Santa Claus outfit as we speak. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How's things?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. So, welcome to this festive show. Just as it's Christmas and there's not much football to talk about, you've been to see Rogue One. How was Rogue One? Spoilers, by the way. Spoilers, everyone.
No spoilers on this one, but if anyone's not watched it yet, it's the perfect way to link the third and the fourth movie. I'm not going to spoil it any further, but Mike, go and watch it if you've not seen it, especially if you've seen the fourth one and you think, how's that happened? Watch it, it'll answer everything for you.
Who hasn't seen the fourth one? Who hasn't seen the fourth one?
You never know.
Anyway, coming up later in the show, we've got Andrew Snaith coming on from Whitby Town Radio to do a preview for all of these Boxing Day matches in the EvoStick NPL Premier Division. But before that, James, we might as well talk to you about football. And Saturday the 17th saw a plethora of fixtures. Russia Olympic were in action. They were travelling to Skelmersdale United. Could have been a bit tricky for old Rushall, but they navigated it well. 2-1 away win for Rushall.
And obviously, with other results that day, in fact, a great result for them. Spending Christmas Day 5 points clear at the top. I don't know if I should have mentioned Tuesdays at the same time, because I think that's a big opportunity that they've lost there.
Well, okay. You could talk about Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday night, there was only one midweek game. And James is right to mention it now. Rushall Olympic 1, Mikulova Sports 2. We'll come to Mikulova Sports in a minute or two, but Rushall Olympic, they've opened up there's still a 5-point gap they've got over Buxton. Buxton do have a game in hand, but it's Blyth Spartans you've got to watch, isn't it, James? They've got four games in hand.
It is indeed. Again, that little gap going into Christmas can decide titles. We have seen that a few years ago. I mean, obviously, Blyth have still got the games in hand, but Rushall, they are firing.
Hey, we mentioned it before, though, haven't we? We mentioned it before about Mikulova Sports. Mikulova Sports, they've been on a bit of a barren patch of late, but there you go, bouncing back, no problem at all. That follows a 4-1 win for Mikulova Sports on Saturday afternoon. So clearly a team bouncing back there in a very big way and proving once again that gang of four that we talked about in mid-table right there. Mikulova Sports definitely wants to watch this season for anybody in the top half of the table. We'll mention Buxton. Buxton are in second at the place at the moment, 5 points behind Rushall Olympic with a game in hand. It was 1-1 on Saturday. Sutton Coldfield Town away from home. Not a bad result that for Buxton, but I think isn't that their third draw on the trot?
It is indeed. And now, as you just mentioned there, Buxton aren't necessarily firing on all cylinders at this moment either. Three straight draws, and they've only won three out of the last 10 as well.
Even though that's their third draw on the trot, they're still unbeaten in five. For Sutton Coldfield under Richard Sneakers, they're unbeaten in three now. That's 5 points from a possible 9. That's not bad for Sutton Coldfield.
Especially with what's happened as well with Sutton Coldfield, that barren with 5 defeats before this as well. So there's a little bit of a corner there, but there's still a lot of work to do. But again, we'll mention that when we come a bit further down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I think Sutton Coldfield have just turned that corner a little bit now, especially with the 5-1 win against Corby was their big opportunity.
We mentioned Blyth Spartans. We'll go to their result then from Saturday. Blyth Spartans, they're 2-0 winners. And Jimmy Ginelli, understandably a bit, it was always going to be a tough game. But it was a tough game for Barwell. Blyth Spartans, they'll put themselves back into contention with that result.
I mean, no credit to Barwell. It was two penalties that cost them the game there at the same time. Matty Patterson getting the ball for them there.
But back to Barwell for a second or two, and on Wednesday evening, Barwell had a home fixture against Stafford Rangers, and Barwell bounced back in front of a crowd of 309, winning by 2-1 against Stafford Rangers. After the match, Jimmy Ginnelly caught up with Barwell FC on YouTube.
So Jimmy, a 2-1 win against Stafford, a team that you, last week you said were going to be very strong this season. How pleased are you to pick up the 3 points today?
Massively pleased with... We had a couple of lads missing tonight, and we haven't really got the squad to have a couple of lads missing. So I thought Craig Stanley dropped in there, and Joe Ballinger's got in there, and brand new partnership, but they've defended with their lives, and I think the penalty, other than that, I think they've limited them to one shot on target.
It's fair to say the first half was quite fiery at times, six yellow cards in it. How pleased are you with the side's game management of that? Because after half-time, things seem to settle down, and it, particularly on your side, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, when you play teams with Richard Batcherin and Mitchell Tully and them sort of characters, that's the sort of football that I used to have. I used to have teams like that all the time, and you could bully teams. And they've come out here tonight to bully us with... They've got pure drive, attitude, they appeal for everything, they ask yellow cards of the referee. I thought that was a very good game of football, blood and thunder. I thought he could have let it go a lot more, but he didn't. Once he booked Luke Barlow in the first 2 or 3 minutes, then, I mean, I'm going to ask for a card every time there's a challenge. And the linesman said, Jim, calm down, but if he's giving easy yellow cards out, then, you know, Batch and Mitch, they were always going to get a yellow card. They've sort of like bullied us. But they've come here to bully us tonight, and they ain't bullied us. Stafford Rangers, I think, will be in the playoffs. I think they're a great little outfit. Lo and behold, little Barwell's got 4 points off Stafford.
Going looking forward, you've got Colville in the big derby on Boxing Day. How much are you looking forward to that, as well as games against Stourbridge coming up too?
Colville's massive. It's just the bragging rights. We played him in the League Cup the other week. I think he rested 7 or 8 players. Credit to the manager for that. But, you know, we've nicked through that one. I love the local derby on Boxing Day, whichever game it is. All over the country, it's fantastic, isn't it? So it's going to be a great game of football. They're flying at the minute. I think they're 5 on the bounce, aren't they, in the league? So we're in a good position as well. So if anybody wants to go and watch a good game of football, just say to the lads in there, you've just set it up to be a classic. If my middle of the park can work as good as that tonight, then again, I keep saying it a little bit, we can give people games of football now. And I think the Blythe Spartans Saturday was a game too far. With the night out, Christmas planned. I said again on camera that I thought to the lads I've just said in there that they put too much effort into Saturday night and forgot to play football Saturday. You've got to get back on track tonight. You haven't got to get beat against a very good Stafford side, and to come out with 3 points and set Boxing Day up the way we have is fantastic.
A big thank you there to Barwell FC on YouTube and their media officer, Ollie Osborne, for that interview there with Jimmy Ginnelly following Barwell's win against Stafford Rangers on Wednesday evening. Elsewhere, bit of an upset on Saturday. Is this an upset? I don't know whether. Matlock Town 2, Whitby Town 1. Whitby Town, 7 points now off the league leaders after that result there. They do have a game in hand, admittedly, but for Matlock Town, what a result that is. 2-1 against Whitby Town. They're now 3 points behind Hensford Town in 8th position, but they have 3 games in hand over Hensford Town, and they have 3 games in hand over Whitby Town. It's a hell of a result, that, for Matlock Town, and puts them right into contention for the playoffs.
Indeed. So, I mean, obviously, the last couple of weeks, you can see they were focusing a little bit more on the FA Trophy, which, again, is an important competition for this moment in time. But you look at the teams that they've beaten recently. They beat Whitby, they beat Hensford, or draw against Blythe, so potentially there they could not only just go for a run for the playoffs, maybe, well, you have no top three on the performances that they're pulling through at this moment in time.
Now, we mentioned the gang of four: Grantham, Barwell, Micklover, Colville, and just to say, Grantham Town have proved it again this weekend. They beat Hensford Town by 4-1. A cracking result, that, for Grantham Town. It leaves Hensford Town still in the playoff positions, but as we said there, they've got the likes of Matlock and Spenny Moore breathing down the neck now. And, well, after the match, Grantham Town TV caught up with the assistant manager at Grantham Town. That's Danny Martin.
Danny, you said to me a few minutes ago that, that the lads call you the Grinch. Now, in that story, the Grinch ends up happy at Christmas. Is that where you're sat today after a 4-1 win against Hendersford?
Yeah, I'm happier this time than last year, because one, personal experiences, and two, we're just a miles better side. And this time last year, we would have won that game. Today, we've dug deep, got a goal down against the run of play. Lads have been tremendous, kept persevering, kept playing football, worked harder than Ensford, and deservedly got back leading at half time. And could have, like I say, weathered that storm early second half and could have won the game even more comfortable. And that's no taking nothing away from Ensford, who are a good side who we've just put to the sword.
There were two 15-minute, 20-minute periods in the game that were absolutely vital to Grantham turning it their way. First of all, after Hednesford had scored, for the next 15, 20 minutes, almost nothing happened in the game. Grantham drew their sting before scoring twice. And then in the second half, defending stoutly, resolutely, keeping Kieran Preston almost unoccupied as Hednesford threw everything at Grantham, and then going on and taking the game away. That resilience is something that Grantham weren't really showing just a few weeks ago at Hednesford.
No, it's just changing, and the lads are buying into what it's all about, working hard for each other. And again, we've had to bring Percy in, who is 100% week in, week out, because Batch had a late fitness test which he couldn't get through, and we deal with that, and the lads in there are tremendous. Like I say, we've got two people on the bench, but it doesn't matter whoever we bring in. Steve-O's bringing players in left, right, centre. We're going to be losing players because we've got good players, we've got a good side, and at the minute we're winning games of football. But if we don't work as hard as we do today and any other game, then we'll struggle against anyone. But hopefully they've taken on board what's being said. And what a performance. I'm absolutely pleased as punch, and that's a great performance from the lads.
Absolutely was. And the four goals, all good, well-taken goals, created by taking the ball to Hednesford wide, putting dangerous crosses in. And in the first half, that put Grantham with their noses in front. And in the second half, it just absolutely killed Hales Owen.
Yeah, great movement. Great,
Hednesford,
great.
Not Hales Owen.
But it's Hednesford. It doesn't matter either. We'll bring anyone on. At the minute, we'll take anybody. But we're just playing real good stuff, real incisive stuff, sharp. But the lads are working the socks off, and that's no coincidence that it's bringing these good results. But the two front men, it starts from the front, works between the side. As I say, at least 8 out of 10 for more than players, some of them 9s. And I haven't seen Danny Meadows play as good as that since I've been here. So all credit to the lads, great performance. We've got Wrighty coming on, and Ollie, who are unlucky not to be in the side. Percy's just come in as though he's been playing all of his life. And Steve-O's after more players, and we're going to have to, because people are coming in wanting to nick our players, which, no disrespect, I would, because performances like that warrant other teams looking.
Danny, thanks so much. Well done today, and enjoy it tonight.
Thank you.
So, assistant manager there at Grantham Town, Danny Martin, speaking to Grantham Town TV. A big thank you for that clip there. But a very good result that for Grantham Town leaves Hensford Town, well, with the calibre of clubs all clambering behind them.
Great result there for Grantham.
Absolutely.
And just, as we said last week, them group of four teams can upset the apple cart every now and again.
Absolutely.
And just, They'll be the teams to watch out, especially over the next three games.
Spennymoor are in sixth position at the moment, well in contention now, point off the playoff positions, 2 games in hand over Hensford, 2 games in hand over Whitby Town. They've got 2 games in hand over Buxton as well, who are only 4 points up the road. Spennymoor Town, they've done that though with a 1-1 draw against Stourbridge. Stourbridge are in 9th position now, 4 points from the player positions, but they have 3 games in hand themselves over Hensford. We'll get James's thoughts in a second or two, but after that 1-1 draw against Stourbridge, Spennymoor Town TV caught up with Spennymoor assistant manager Tommy Miller.
Tommy, it must have been a bit of a kick in the teeth, really, that late goal.
It certainly was, you know, to concede that late. It's a great free kick from the lad, but it should never have been a free kick in the first place. Obviously, the second attempt from the free kick, it's Chandler in the hand, so that is a free kick, but the initial free kick should never have been.
We did well. First half, had some good chances. Dawson threw on goal. Straight the keeper, but it had some good chances.
We did. I thought we did very well. You know, we come here, we know what to expect. They're a good team. You know, they've just beat Northampton in the FA Cup, so we knew it was going to be tough. But I thought we controlled the game. We were the better team. They didn't really cause us any problems. Like you say, first half, Dawson's had a good chance. The keeper saved it. And then second half, I thought we were excellent. We defended superbly. You know, anything that was thrown into the box, we got our heads on it. I thought the back four was superb, especially the 2 centre-halves. Because they had long throws, they were dangerous from set pieces, but like I say, we dealt with everything, and we should have been coming away with 3 points, we should be.
And on to Boxing Day now at home against Frickley.
It is, you know, it's going to be another big game. Obviously, we're back on home soil and hopefully we can carry on from today, but obviously get 3 points.
So, assistant manager Tommy Miller there at Spennymoor Town, talking to Spennymoor Town FC TV. On the surface, I think that's a very good point there for Spennymoor Town against Stourbridge. I think both would have been happy with that, actually.
Yeah, you're right there. Both teams have drawn twice against each other now in the league. And Stourbridge's form at this moment in time, unbeaten in seven now, proving that they've still got something in the tank ready for the FA Cup as well. So I think Spennymoor would be happy with a point, especially with the last couple of fixtures. But again, a lot of work to do just to push back into the playoffs.
Nantwich Town are in seventh position. They've got four games in hand over Hensford. Match abandoned on Saturday. Their match against Frickley was a bit foggy. It was fog, wasn't it, I think, at Nantwich Town?
It was. A bit of a piece of people, let's call it that.
So not the best preparation for Nantwich Town going into the midweek encounter in the FA Trophy, the first round match between Nantwich Town and Lincoln City of the National League. And unfortunately, the Conference side won by 2-1 in front of a good crowd, though, at the Weaver, 482. After the match, Phil Parkinson caught up with Johnny Crowther of Redshift Radio.
It's finished Nantwich Town 1, Lincoln City 2. Phil, conceding after 5 minutes, that really hurt you?
Yeah, it did. It's always a difficult start to come back from when you're playing real top drawer opposition. I mean, when we go one up, even at our level, you always think, do you know what, you've got half a chance, or the other team might have half a chance to get in it because you've scored so early. But you're looking at it, and the way they work so hard, they're so well drilled. I've got nothing but admiration for the way they've conducted themselves today. I thought they were top drawer, and for my lads to just compete with them was something to behold. And then for me, I felt we should have got something out of the game, even if it took it to extra time. I'm not saying we did enough to win the game, but take it to extra time. We had the chances to do it. I think we had more chances than them. I'm not saying we've dominated the game, but I really do think we've had some great chances. The keeper has absolutely made some blinding saves, and then he drops that one at the end. It's, you can't really write it because he's made such good saves before that. I can't remember him making maybe one save, and they've had two chances and they've been so clinical. The pullback for the first goal, so well executed. I think the second one took a bit of a deflection, but the lads, again, against the best defender one of the best defenders in our league, Andy White's come inside, and then obviously Joel, who's done so well, and Kurt and Ibu back there to just get the space he has in the box and finish it. Full credit to him. He's got to do well to do that against them.
I think, as you say there, Phil, it's a good point. I think you've got to put things in perspective. Yeah. This is a side at the top of, you know, the old Conference, the National League. Unbeaten in 17 now. They beat Tranmere in front of 6,500 at the weekend. You know, your players have really put a shift in today.
They have. They've been absolutely outstanding. I'm so proud of each and every one of them. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but we'll go again. And like I said, we'll be in Thursday this week. We'll be in Christmas Eve. We're out Boxing Day in Cumbria. You heard me speaking before. I'm not particularly happy that we've had that fixture put in for Boxing Day. These lads work all year and they expect a little bit of time with the families at Christmas. And like I say, they're not going to really get it now. Disappointed with the fact that we've got to go Cumbria, but we'll go, we'll be professional, we'll do it right. As I said, that's why we're in Christmas Eve. We'll work really hard to make sure that we give this league a real good go this season. We don't want to leave a stone unturned. We want to be as thorough as possible. And we're just bitterly disappointed that we couldn't have gone that extra mile today.
Talking about you just touched on the league there, and I know that's so important this season. You've got tough fixtures coming up. You know, we talked about the Workington game. You've got Stafford Rangers and you've got Ashton as well.
Yep.
They're all winnable, but they're all, you know,
yeah,
we really always tough. Say in this league, every game is so tough.
Every game, but the positive thing I can take moving into them games is, bar Buxton away, we've beat all the top teams this season, so we know we can do it, and we know we can do it consistently. The thing for me is, will the Christmas period disrupt us like it did last year, because I wasn't happy with our form in and around Christmas? It's something I've heavily focused on this year. I've spoke to the lads about at length. They probably hate me guts for getting them in Christmas Eve, but that's what we've got to do, because it falls on a Saturday, to make sure they're right for Boxing Day. But these are the things that will make the difference for me in the long run. So that extra bit of dedication, that extra bit of effort that the lads are going to put in, is top draw, and hopefully we'll get rewards for that.
So a big thank you there to Johnny Crowther of Redshift Radio. Those are the post-match thoughts of Phil Parkinson, manager at Nantwich Town, midweek following Nantwich's exit from the FA Trophy. So not the best of build-ups going into that game for Nantwich Town. We talked about the fog on Saturday in their match against Frickley. Well, the fog was elsewhere in Cheshire as well. And on Saturday also, Warrington Town also had their match abandoned with Stafford Rangers. Neil Kitching's interview on YouTube is... I was going to include it in this week's show, but I don't want him to get a fine. To be fair, I never saw the footage of when the match was... when the referee called the players off, but I did see the post-match interview with Neil Kitching, and the mist had cleared. So it's a difficult one, isn't it? It was foggy in that Cheshire area over the weekend. Now, Workington, they've been a bit iffy of late, haven't they? It's been a bit stop-start for Workington, but Workington, a 3-1 away win at Corby Town on Saturday. Here's the wonderful BBC Radio Cumbria speaking with Workington AFC manager Dave Hewson after the match.
It wasn't pretty. It was never going to be pretty, and fair play to Corby for the way they approached the game and played in the game. But, like you say, we never give up. We kept going. There was belief. There was endeavour. There was effort. All the things that I asked for in that second half that I got in abundance, and we got our rewards. And the two lads that came on just shows how important it is for the squad, how important everyone is, and came on and give us the victory. But I'm just so pleased for the lads. They deserve it. You know, things have been difficult as of late, so all credit goes to the lads that have done the business today.
From the manager's point of view, for the two lads who you brought on as substitute to get the winning goals, bit of satisfaction in that as well.
No, like you said, we're not going to take any credit for that. It could have been anyone who popped up and got those all important goals. But Elliot Newby, just a mention on Elliot, I think he's been fantastic since he came to us. The one thing that's pleased me the most is probably his attitude and his application. And yeah, he was a little bit downbeat about not starting today, but I did tell him he would always play a part at some point. And he's came on, and that for me was the all important goal. And what pleased me most is he didn't panic in that situation. Nice cool head. And I thought he'd done brilliant to get the ball, to get his shot off, and then when it just rolled into the corner, it was just, you know, elation all round. But fantastic 3 points, and we can enjoy the journey home now.
How important was it to get us the first goal, which we got today? It's your first time in these four games we've taken the lead. It was so important to get the first one, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, but unfortunately it didn't settle us as much as I would have liked. I thought after that first goal we would have kind of settled into our game plan a little bit more. But unfortunately, there was a few nervy moments. I think that was clear for all to see again. There was certainly nerves across the team. But this is football, and hopefully now what we can do is use this victory as a way of just kind of putting another little run together. We take one game at a time. So the next one we go is Boxing Day, and we just look forward. Let's just take the positivities out of today, and let's take it into that game on Boxing Day.
Joe McGee, I thought, as I mentioned there, I thought he had an outstanding game, but there was a little bit of a concern later on. He went down and took a long time to get up.
Yeah, I've just had a chat with Joe there. He's got quite a bit of swelling on his leg. It was actually an earlier knock in the game that he took on his ankle. One of the centre-halves had came through and caught him, and it was just another knock on the same ankle that happened. I thought he'd actually rolled his ankle and it was going to be a bit more serious than what it is. But, like I say, it's just a knock. But like you said about Joe, he works really hard, got his rewards, got his goal, and he was a very important player for the team today.
What's the plan between now and Boxing Day as far as the team's concerned?
We've just got to obviously regroup. We want lads to enjoy this. I want them to enjoy the weekend, and then we'll get together again for training, and we'll get everyone together. I think it's a good opportunity for us to forget everyone, even the lads who are away, together, do a couple of good training sessions in preparation for that for the big game on Boxing Day.
Can you just explain Nathan Watterson? He's away, isn't he? And Sam Smith still injured?
Yeah, Nathan's away for family reasons. He's out of the country at the moment. So Nathan will be back. And Sam Smith won't be ready in time. He's more of a long-term absentee. So there was no kind of progress yet with Sam.
Deb, well done today. Enjoy the night, and let's get back to action on Boxing Day. Well done.
Thanks, Washi.
So a big thank you there to the wonderful BBC Radio Cumbria for that interview there with Workington's manager Dave Hewson after that match there at Corby Town. Corby Town 1, Workington 3, the final score. Workington there steadying the ship at Corby Town. Corby Town, I don't know what to say.
We can't really repeat week in, week out about Corby, but they are looking more and more like cutting away and becoming draws under belt for the Staffords and getting relegated at this moment in time. Workington, again, just, they needed that, especially after the last three results, which were a 4-0 defeat, 2-0 defeat and a 5-0 defeat.
Yeah. There's a couple of matches we've not covered yet. Colville 3, Hales Owen Town 1, proving that you can come on this show and be perfectly fine the following match. No problem at all there for Colville. A good run of form they're on at the moment. And after that match, Tommy Brookbanks, the manager at Colville Town, spoke to the club's Audio Boom account.
Bit scrappy at times, Luke. We weren't as fluent as we have been in the last 4 or 5 weeks. But I guess it's that time of year, and I did say to the boys before the game, Hales Owen are one of the hardest working teams in the league. And
pressed high, didn't they?
Yeah, and if you look at the record, they either win by the odd goal or lose by the odd goal. They're a good side, and I knew they would take a lot of breaking down today, and they did.
Disappointing first goal to concede, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I spoke to the lads at the start. I says, look, you know, it's not a pitch or the time of year to be passbacks, you know, and even before that one happened, there was one or two we put back to bowls here. You know, the ball's bobbling about this time of year, and there's no need to do it. Just clear your lines and get on with it. But hey, he don't make many mistakes.
But the good thing is the reaction straight the way up the other end, 1-1.
Yeah, great goal. I mean, great move. Superb work by Nat. Ryan connected well with Masai, which he is doing at the minute. He's doing really well. Great finish, you know, because that keeper's he's made some great saves today, but he had no chance with that one.
And the second half was a little bit scrappy until we scored. Then we were the only team that looked like going and scoring again, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, it's that thing, Luke, where, you know, I've been saying to the boys the last few weeks, if we're not dominating games, we've got to make sure that we don't concede and we stay in it. Because there's no doubt about it that teams will have the 20-minute spells in this league. And you've got to make sure that you stay strong and you don't concede. I think 6 weeks ago, we were conceding in them spells. And it was getting us out of the game. Now we're staying in it, and we've got good footballers, and we will score goals. I mean, I think we're the third highest goal scorers in the league.
Yeah.
So that shows that we can score goals, but we've got to make sure that we don't concede them in them moments.
And talk us through the third goal, Alex Dean coming off the bench.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, Alex Dean says it was fantastic substitution, and who am I going to argue with? I don't know. I mean, I just thought he was going to run in on goal and slot it, and then suddenly he turned around, and I just said to him, what the hell's he doing? And then he just turned again and pinged it in the corner, and we just thought it's either genius or he ain't got a clue what we're going off. It may be the latter thing, but you know, it's a great way to round the day off. And 3-1 home, you know, healthy crowd.
Yep.
And we're on the up, you know, for me at the minute, probably 5 more wins keeps us up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see where we go from there.
4 wins in a row.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And going into Barwell Boxing Day now, what's your thoughts going into that game?
Yeah, I mean, it could go either way. It's a local derby. To me, the clubs that we need to aspire to are the Barwells and the Granthams.
Solid at this level.
Yeah, the Barwells and the Granthams, because I think as well they're underappreciated like us. They're not respected enough.
Yep.
And every year they stay in and they do well. They don't just stay in or scramble. They do well, your Granthams and your Barwells. They've got good managers. And that's where we want to be in a year or two's time, saying, you know what, we're a damn good Prem side.
Yep.
But yeah, the local derby, it's great for supporters. It'd be good to see Jimmy and the boys, because we're on a run. Does it mean we'll win? No, because it's just a local derby. It can go either way.
All goes out the window.
Yeah, all goes out the window.
So a big thank you there to Colville Town FC on Audio Boom. Tommy Brookbanks there speaking after that Colville victory against Hales Owen on Saturday. And speaking of runs of form, Ilkeston, their run continues, but in a negative way. Ilkeston 1, Marine 2. A very welcome 3 points that for Marine. I'd imagine they were looking over the shoulders slightly. But it's, I mean, we'll cover off Ilkeston on the NPL show next week. We've got a jam-packed Evo Stick NPL show next week from the Heating Hops, where we've got literally tens of people turning up for that one. So it's going to be a joy to edit, I'm sure. But we are going to cover off Ilkeston next week and get the panel's view on what's going on there. But it's one of them things. But, James, that's all the results. Well, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Not anymore.
That's right. So, James, happy retirement, we should say, on behalf of everyone who listens to the show. big thank you for all the hard work you've put in on the MPL Facebook group over the years. You've decided, due to work commitments, that you're taking a step back from that kind of thing. But you've done an excellent job over the years, we should say. And you're still going to carry on doing the podcast.
I am indeed. That's right. Everyone seems to enjoy me getting everything completely wrong, so it'd be wrong of me not to continue the podcast at least. But yeah, sadly, it was just one of them times that I had to go quit, and you never know if things change again in the future, I might be back.
Hey, you never know. The Northwest Counties Facebook group, they could
do, take me back.
No, the Northwest Counties Facebook group, they could do with a mod, I'm sure. Anyway, James, thank you for coming on the show. Andrew Snaith's coming up next, but it's now time to discuss spoilers. So, James, Rogue One. just to say, what did you think of his face, the guy's face? I thought I was. So a big happy Christmas there to James Hayes. That's James Hayes' Christmas. What about Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio? How's his Christmas going to be? Let's ask him now. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, happy Christmas.
Oh, happy Christmas, Ben. Happy Christmas to all the listeners as well. Oh, what a lovely time of year. I love Christmas.
It's lovely, isn't it? I mean, that was the closest I've ever got to Partridge, by the way, that introduction there. It was really close, wasn't it? It was really close. But Storm Barbara's coming this weekend, I believe. And so these fixtures here on Boxing Day come with a big, massive pinch of salt. In some cases, literally. So do check your websites, your Twitter feeds before setting off on Boxing Day. But coming up now is a preview for Boxing Day's fixtures with Whitby Town Radio's very own Andrew Snaith. And shall we kick things off with the biggie on Monday?
Go on then, Ben.
Whitby Town against Blyth Spartans. It's third against fourth. It's boom, banger, bang. Whitby Town, they're on the same number of points, but they played three games more than Blyth Spartans. This is now a must win for Whitby.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a perfectly fair point there, Ben. Unfortunately, from a Whitby perspective, a recent record against Blyth, not the best. Four defeats in five. So we're going to have to up our game against obviously one of the strongest sides in the league. They travel pretty well. And as you said, they have those three games in hand on Whitby and considerably stronger goal difference, which puts them in third place ahead of the Blues. It's and just for the wider season for Whitby, five games without a win in the Evo Stick Premier, and they need to get back on track. It's been a tough December. We talked about December's fixtures long in advance. We looked at how strong the opposition were going to be, and it was always going to be the acid test. We went to Rushall at the start of the month, Nantwich at home the week after, and then away to Matlock last week, and Blyth Spartans, which is never an easy game anyway, no matter what was happening in the league. So it's a bit of a December from hell for Whitby, and they'll just be desperate to get back on track against Alan Armstrong's Blyth side. So it's his first trip to the Turnbull Ground. It should be an absolute cracker, Ben. And also, it's the 98th meeting, I believe, overall.
Wow.
These two teams have been playing for the last 52 years, so it's quite a good long-running feud.
Absolutely. So that's a big game on Boxing Day, as is this one here, really. Stourbridge against Rushall Olympic. That's quite a taster. Obviously, Rushall had a good result on Saturday, but then they dropped some big points midweek against Michelover. So Rushall, they are top at the moment, but you just feel with the likes of Blyth Spartans there, that they need to get 3 points in this one against Stourbridge. But then again, Stourbridge need the 3 points to start putting pressure on Hensford and Whitby.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Nantwich, like Matlock, just like the Leicester Degree spreading more, they need to start cashing in these games in hand. Stourbridge are one of that clutch of sides that did well in the Cups and are now starting to have to get the league points on the board. Don't know how much it will distract them having that big FA Cup third round game in their minds at Wycombe Wanderers right at the start of 2017. But you would fancy Stourbridge at home. Just two defeats down there, and tasty derby with Rushall. Should be a really good derby there.
Looking on, I'd imagine, is Buxton. Buxton, as we said earlier, 5 points from league leaders Rush Olympic, but Buxton do have a game in hand. But this weekend's match, the derby, Matlock Town against Buxton, I think this is the biggest... There's more riding on this Matlock v Buxton match than has in recent years. This one's a big derby now between these two, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's two sides that are doing well. Like the Whitby-Blythe one, you know, Blythe often tend to do well. Whitby have been at the wrong end of the table for year after year. So having fourth versus third is great. And this one, eighth against second. I mean, Matlock won't finish eighth. Matlock will be up in that top six. I'd be surprised if they didn't finish in a playoff position. Having seen them last week as well, they are one of the best attacking sides in the league. They attack with pace. They've got Cribbley on one side. They've got the likes of McManus in the midfield supplying the bullets for Dinangru, who has had a certain Oasis song named after him, Don't Look Back In, etc. It's a really exciting attacking young team. They play really good football. It should be a really terrific game. I suspect it will be a big crowd as well at Causeway Lane. It should be a terrific game.
And Hensford Town, they're travelling to Stafford Rangers. And obviously Stafford Rangers are playing on Wednesday. We're recording this on Wednesday, so we don't know the score between them, Stafford Rangers and Barwell. But one can only assume that even if Stafford Rangers won that match, they're not going to move above 17th. We were saying this last week. Stafford Rangers had a hell of a run of form of late and have not moved. It goes to show you how bad the start was, I'd imagine. Hensford Town, they're in fifth at the moment, but obviously with that result against Grantham on the weekend, they'll be wanting to bounce back. There's a lot riding on the Staffordshire derby.
Absolutely, yeah, this is another really good derby match as well. They've already met in the FA Trophy as well, so there's already a bit of added spice. Quite right. Stafford very good at home, just two defeats. It's the away form that's keeping them in 18th. A lot of games in hand for them as well to catch up on after that aforementioned FA Trophy run. Hence with that shock hammering they took at the weekend, they need to bounce back. Boxing Day. It's always a treat with the derbies, but it just seems like this is going to be a really good one this year.
Now, obviously, what the fixture people try and do at various non-leagues is to make sure that on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, the clubs are partnered up well, so there's not much travelling involved. So here's one, Workington against Nantwich Town. Don't know. I mean, what? It's not the league's fault. Who else are they going to partner Workington up with? Spennymoor?
Exactly.
Spennymoor, maybe? I don't know. It's tricky, isn't it? But anyway, it's the way it falls, and Workington against Nantwich Town. There's a lot riding on this one now all of a sudden as well.
Yeah, two of the hardest to predict sides in the league. Workington just lurch from superb win to disaster. It's just there's such a difficult side to figure out what they're going to do from one game to the next. Nantwich, you know, quality side, lots and lots of quality in there. But they've had a few odd results as well. They need to get that consistency going. If they do, on a good day, Nantwich are up there with any of the top six or seven sides. They really are. Seventh place at the moment and looking to go into the playoff positions going into the new year. Should be a terrific game. Yeah, working to do with the distance there. I was talking to the media guys there, and they're really terrific. They have the Coverit Live online coverage, which is really good, and also Radio Cumbria are always there. I said to them, well, Kendall's not too far, is it? And they're like, oh, it's 80 miles away. What? What, really?
Yes.
Might as well get Independence. It's ridiculous. But yeah, another good game. It's strange, must be. Obviously, if you follow a team in the league, you're only going to see the other clubs usually once, twice. I keep seeing these like terrible results for Workington. Them having to go down to the West Midlands and end up being 4-0 down after half an hour and some of those crazy scorelines. And then I've seen them twice this season, and they've been outstanding. So I don't know what on earth goes on. Maybe the only football game when they go to the North East. I hope not for their sake.
Maybe it's just a transitional thing. But we mentioned distances on Boxing Day. Here's another one. Spennymoor Town against Frickley Athletic. How long's that? That's not too far, is it? Straight down the A1, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's a good logistical derby. the word derby is misplaced. Yeah, spending more on Frickley. Frickley, obviously, looking to climb away from that that bottom five. It's always going to be difficult whoever takes or spending more, but they have shown at times this season, despite the quality of player they have, they are very fallible. If you get them on the right day, they can be beaten. Frickley, I remember them going to Rushall and getting a win not too long ago, and that was their first point away from home, let alone their first win. So never ever underestimate Frickley. I'll look forward to seeing how that one pans out.
With the way Frickley are performing at the moment, obviously Sutton Coldfield, there is a bit of life there. I think they're unbeaten now in three matches. They are, you know, under Richard Sneakers trying to get a bit of form going. But it does look like we're going to have the most predictable relegation battle in recent years. Do you reckon that's unfair on the teams down there at the moment? I mean, this weekend, Sutton Coldfield will be travelling to Hillsdale in town. Now that is a must-win for Sutton Coldfield if they're going to have any chance of dragging Hales Owen into the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Hales Owen have four games in hand on them and 7 points ahead. So they'll certainly need to win that one, Sutton Coldfield, to drag them in. Ilkeston behind Sutton. Sutton are fourth bottom. 25 played, 19 points. Ilkeston behind them, just 1 point behind. Better goal difference and four games in hand. You would think Ilkeston have a good chance of getting out of there. Obviously, we don't know what kind of squad they have. You know, off-field problems. Every few weeks, there are more players leaving. So that would be their issue. But in terms of games in hand, they have plenty. Obviously, Skelvisdale are starting to look a bit marooned. Second bottom. And Corby, bottom of the league. That's that jinx, isn't it? When teams come down from the Conference North, it just seems to continue, doesn't it?
I mean, we take for granted how well Hensford Town are doing this season and how well Workington have done over recent years. But given what's happened to Corby, what's happened to Hyde, to Colwyn Bay, to Drolsden, to Stafford Rangers, it's a tough drop from the National League North to the NPL. So, you know, all credit to Hensford and Workington with how they're doing. But yes, you mentioned there the match between Ilkeston have got Micklover Sports. Classic. We christened them last week, the Gang of Four, Grantham Town, Micklover Sports, Colville, Barwell. No one wants to play them at the moment. But you just never know with Ilkeston, like you say, it's one of them things, isn't it? Elsewhere, we mentioned the Corby Town. Corby Town, they're travelling to Grantham Town. What do you think?
Well, Grantham are unpredictable as well, aren't they? I mean, they're another side. They keep beating Whitby. They've done the double over us, and I keep thinking, why are they down in 12th? What's going on there? They don't tend to travel well, but they're as good as anybody at home. Corby, it's difficult to see whether they're going to get anything from that one. You wouldn't have thought so. Still waiting for that first away win, and they've only got 1 point on their travels out of 11 games. I mean, it's a real barren run, but you're starting to see, that's where the problem is. Nobody wants to have to hike down to Corby for most of the sides in the league, but yeah, and the other side of the coin, everywhere's a long trip for them. I guess it again brings out the debate about the Midlands Premier. Is it overdue now with sides in Northamptonshire being in the Northern Premier League? It seems crazy. And just very quickly touching on, you mentioned Colville and Micklover and those sides. Micklover and Ilkeston on Boxing Day. What a great win for Micklover in midweek at Rushall. Just shows that anyone can beat anyone in this league. And also we mentioned the sides that came up and are doing well. Colville, just a big barrow load of credit to them as well. Folding their own, they're a tricky side, especially going forward. Some very good forward players.
It was looking a bit dodgy for Colville, wasn't it? But they've not looked back, have they, in recent weeks? Colville Town against Barwell this week. And as we said, we don't know the result between Barwell and Stafford Rangers midweek. But I don't think it matters too much anyway. It's still going to be a mid-table ding-dong between Colville and Barwell. There's two more matches we just need to mention. Marine against Skelmersdale United down the bottom end. good result that for Marine on Saturday, that 3 points they got. So they can breathe a bit more easily now. At 10 points the gap now between Marine and the relegation zone. But Skem, what do you think? It's
tough, Ben. It really is for them. It just seems like, you know, just from what we see from outside, you know, the budget's lower and they haven't quite got the same quality. It's always difficult. You don't seem to get the rub of the green when you're at the bottom end. Second from bottom, still no away win, which is, you know, that says a lot. Plenty of draws, but you know, if you're not putting the wins on the board, then that's why they're struggling at the second bottom. Only a short trip for them to Marine. You know, if there's a time to get that first away win, it's Boxing Day and that Northwest Derby there. But I think it'll be a big ask. I think Marine, by the way, way too good to go down. I think they'll be fine. No offense to them. I don't jinx them.
I think you just did. But anyway, and lastly, but not by no means leastly, Ashton United against Warrington Town. Now, we started off this part of the show talking about Hurricane Barbara, or whatever it's called, Storm Barbara, and how, you know, you should look outside your window on Boxing Day morning and check Twitter and check Facebook and just make sure the match is on. Ben Hughes guarantee on this one. Ashton United v Warrington Town, no problem at all. There you go. That was brave, wasn't it?
you think I've jinxed Marine. The groundsman will be after you with his pitchfork. Hurst Cross, yeah.
Hurst he hasn't Cross got is, one. Is just,
don't need it. Yeah, Hurst Cross is absolutely, it's just nuclear holocaust proofing. It's just amazing what they do there. But yeah, Ashton Warrington, you mentioned Warrington. You know, they're a little bit like Colville. They just seem to play in that sort of Kevin Keegan style of just scoring more goals than the opposition is their strategy. Not many draws going on. They just go for it. Ashton are having a tough time. You mentioned transitional. Well, it's a transitional time for them as well with a change of management this season. This might be a good one for Warrington, but just looking down the fixtures in general, it's really set up. I really hope that Storm stays away. There's some really good games in the offing.
Absolutely. And the big game of the day, I'm talking to Whitby Town Radio's very own Andrew Snaith. So Whitby Town against Blyth Spartans is certainly one of the games of the day. And where's the best place to go other than the Turnbull Ground to listen to Whitby Town v Blyth Spartans on Bank Holiday Monday?
Well, there's a reasonably biased quantity always available on Whitby Town's website, whitby-town.com. Should be a terrific game. I'm looking forward to bringing that to anybody who can't make it live. Whitby-town.com with Paul Connolly from 3 o'clock on Boxing Day.
Well, Andrew Snaith, I hope you have better technical weather than we've had here on the NPL show this week. A big thank you for bearing with the technical issues we've got. I'm going to bore the listeners with what the problems are at the start of the show, so you don't have to worry too much. But thank you for coming on the show. A big happy Christmas to you, to everyone associated with Whitby Town, to your family, and to Anta Paul, of course, who also technically is your family, admittedly. But happy Christmas, Andrew, and thanks for coming on the show, mate, over the past 12 months, and you have a prosperous new year.
Thanks very much, Ben. Yeah, no matter what you hear about Whitby, we're not all related. Thanks very much, mate. You do a brilliant job of what you do. I know you've been working really hard just to get this this show on the air, so absolutely superb. Have a great Christmas, you and the family and all the lads there, and all the supporters who are listening. Can't wait for Boxing Day's games.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. My humble apologies. This week, you would not believe the technical issues we have had on this week's show. Firstly, my beloved computer died. It had to go into a shop and get mended, as it were, in Northern speak. Fixed, if you're from the Midlands. But it's back now, but it meant that I couldn't do my normal loads of interviews. So, with that regard, a big, big thank you to Johnny Crowther from Redshift Radio. Thank you to Colville Town FC on Audio Boom, Grantham Town TV, Spennymoor Town FC TV on YouTube. Thank you to Ollie Osborne at Barwell FC. A big, big thank you to BBC Radio Cumbria. Lovely, lovely people. And also a big, big thank you to Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, and of course the beautiful James Hayes. But while I'm thanking people, a big, big thank you to you, dear listener, for joining me this year. A big, big thank you to all the managers, chairmen and club officials who've also helped out on the show this season by coming on. We'll be back next week with an all-new NPL show, the Christmas special, recorded at the Heat and Hops on Tuesday evening. That'll be out on Friday, and depending how the recording goes, there might also be a Division 1 show out next week as well. But that's the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra, and the end of Evo Stick Extra for 2016. You have a lovely Christmas, dear listener. Take care, have fun, and if you do have too much turkey left over on Christmas Day, why not make a pie out of it? Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.